Rebels were eliminated from the NC2A tournament, falling to Creighton 87-73. The Runnin' Rebels are still in the NIT, taking out Boston College 79-70 last night at the Thomas and Mack. UNLV will head back to New Jersey this week, where they'll take on top-seeded Seton Hall. 4 o'clock tip-off on Wednesday. The Golden Knights are picking up points at a crucial time of the season. After Saturday night's 4-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets, VGK has just 12 games left on their regular season schedule. They hold a 4-point lead over the Blues for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, and that's who they play tonight. 5 o'clock face-off in St. Louis.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Victoria Seaman. Small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Still working one wreck in the Northwest Valley on the Beltway on 215 southbound near Lone Mountain. That is off to the right, 215 southbound approaching Lone Mountain Road. It's the only accident actually on the freeways. Through the resort corridor, though, 15 northbound Sahara off-ramps being cleared of a new accident there as you leave 15 northbound at Sahara. Downtown accident of the surface streets at Main and Owens. Also one at the east side intersection of Tropicana and Pecos. It's going to be cool again today. We'll only get to the upper 60s, and the winds are back up to around 25 miles per hour throughout the valley. 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I had a chance to visit with Dr. Jeff Gunter. He's a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I asked him up front, can you give us a status report on where you are?
Well, things are going fantastic. As you know, a couple weeks ago, we were at Mar-a-Lago, where we had a fundraising event, and President Trump was there for Super Tuesday, met with him on that day. He came by the event the following day. We had Laura Loomer. We had Wayne Allen Root. We had Leo Terrell there, and we had great and such smart comments from so many people, including Lee Zeldin, who we all know contributed to us being able to take control of the House. Highly successful, and things are just going incredibly well. And like you said, we have the momentum. People understand that Scam Brown, lost literally three times. Once in Texas, twice in Nevada. And in politics, when you lose three times in a row, in the primary especially, your campaign is going nowhere. And he's just a Nikki Haley guy. That's just who he is, and he's supported by the deep state. And for some weird reason, they decided to bring him out. And really, he's a never-Trumper. He barely supported President Trump. He did it reluctantly at the last moment when President Trump was so obviously going to dominate in Iowa. So people are seeing that. They're seeing that I am the real MAGA candidate, that I am the Trump guy. And like you said, as a result, we're doing really, really well, and the momentum is on our side. We have the wind to our back, and we're cruising forward.
You mentioned Donald J. Trump and the relationship that you've had with him over the years. I want to ask you, because I'm calling today Judgment Day, because this is the day he's got to come up with $464 million in a judgment in New York State. What are his options at this point? Do you have a feel for that?
You know, I'm hoping someone will stand in from the legal system and stop this and put a stay on this ridiculous thing. Let's face it, over $460 million for a victimless crime, which never even happened in the first place. This is called weaponization of government. This is what we see in banana republics. We shouldn't be seeing this in the United States of America. Plain and simple for all your listeners, this is election interference. But it also underscores the importance of my candidacy for the U.S. Senate, because when I will be the next U.S. Senator from Nevada and President Trump will be the next President of the United States, number 47, I will be by his side. I will be supporting him. Unlike those deep state individuals who are constantly trying to extract things and beat down President Trump, like so many of them did during his 45th, when he was the 45th president of the United States, and those individuals did not support him. They were constantly trying to extract things from the president, contributing to the phony impeachments, and that's not going to happen when I'm the next U.S. Senator from Nevada. I'm going to have President Trump's back. And that's the way it's going to be.
Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us, the candidate for the U.S. Senate. And I'll give you as much time as you need on this. I know we're all pointing towards the June 11th primary, but November 5th is the general election, and we got to keep your eye on the prize. We need to retire Jackie Rosen. Can you explain why?
Rubber stamp Jackie Rosen. Rubber stamp Rosen. When you see people pouring across our border, you can say, thank you, Jackie Rosen. When you see inflation out of control in America, you can say, thank you, rubber stamp Jackie Rosen. When you see fentanyl killing our kids, you can say, thank you, rubber stamp Jackie Rosen. When you see the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan facilitated and helped by Jackie Rosen, you can say, thank you, Jackie Rosen. You see the war, the billions and billions and tens of billions of dollars that we're sending to Ukraine when we can't even secure our own border. That is the direct result of Jackie Rosen. When you see the Middle East on fire and happening because of our weakness around the world, you can say, thank you, Jackie Rosen. She's a complete disaster. She's a rubber stamp for Joe Biden, and we need to get rid of her. She's not good for Nevada, she's not good for America, and she's an absolute disaster, and I am the only candidate who can beat Jackie Rosen. Why? because I have tremendous support for MAGA World. Everyone knows that I am the true Donald Trump supporter, 110% pro-Donald Trump. I have extensive foreign policy proven experience representing everyone when I was in Iceland as the U.S. ambassador to Iceland. As a physician here in Nevada, I've treated skin cancer patients for 28 years. They know me in the world. They trust me. They know I'm a Trump guy. And therefore, I am the only one who will beat Jackie Rosen. And let's get rid of rubber stamp Rosen. Like we always say, just say no to Jackie Rowe.
There you go, Dr. Jeff Gunter, joining us earlier in the program. Coming up, Clay and Buck will have the very latest on this appellate court ruling that's very good for Donald J. Trump. Till we join you tomorrow at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
This is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at legalelite.com.
flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Kamala has studied the maps. Attack in Russia. Instagram default. And the first man ever to do this. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Kamala Harris, the current vice president, she said that if Israel invades Rafah, there will be consequences for Israel. Rafah is the southernmost portion of Gaza. It's the part right up against Egypt, which, by the way, built a massive wall to prevent people from Gaza going into Egypt. There might be 1.4 million people in this area. And our vice president said, let me tell you something. I've studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we've been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. And the reporter said, are you ruling out that there will be consequences from the United States? She said, I am ruling out nothing. We've been very clear that far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. We've been very clear that Israel and the Israeli people and Palestinians are entitled to an equal amount of security and dignity. Wow. Russia has arrested 11 people after that terrorist attack in the Moscow concert hall. They claim the death toll is 115 people. Plenty of truth here still to uncover, but it's newsworthy now because Putin says some of the perpetrators fled towards the Russia-Ukraine border, saying that the terrorists had, quote, appropriate contacts in Ukraine. So this could kick off something more with that war. Instagram has automatically restricted political content in your feed. The timing is suspect. The new default setting is that Instagram will limit your political content, the political content you see, unless you explicitly choose to see it. So to remove this setting, you go to settings, then privacy, then content preferences, then political content, and choose don't limit. Zuckerberg spent $400 million in the last election. So don't think that these social media companies, with all the power they have, will not use it for their own benefit. We don't share a lot of figure skating news here, but Ilya Malinin from Virginia is a name we should know. He's the greatest figure skater in the world, just won the world championship with a record high score. He's the first person to ever land a quadruple axel. An axel is even harder because you have to jump, you have to spin forward. So it's 4.5 rotations. I don't watch figure skating, but for 30 seconds every 4 years, but it's always good to know that an American is the best in the world at something. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we begin Holy Week in the Roman Christian and Protestant religions, and that leads up to Easter next Sunday. This used to be a very big deal, Holy Week. I remember when I was a kid in Catholic school, we had all kinds of pageants and visiting churches, all of that. That's gone. That's vanished. And the decline of religion in America is fairly stunning. So what has happened is a lack of discipline, because in order to practice your faith, you need to be disciplined because there are rules. And a lot of people these days don't want any rules, and that is passed down from family to family. My whole family for hundreds of years, coming from Ireland, were Irish Catholics. Now, there's another reason. The clerics, generally speaking, in America, in all religions, are boring. They don't relate to the folks. They don't apply the theology to modern life. I go to church every Sunday. I'm telling you, I sit there sometimes and go, what the deuce is going on with the sermon? The final thing is that people believe what they want to believe, and that goes for the converse. So if you don't want to believe in God, you're not going to believe in God. He could come down and buy you a car, and you still probably wouldn't believe him. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. David, concierge member, I believe the nine House Republicans who voted against the resolution to condemn Putin for kidnapping Ukrainian children did so because of this, their dislike of Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, if that's true, and I certainly don't know if it is, that's despicable. You stick up for the kids. Jim, Bill, what would have to change in terms of process of law to restrict a single loon judge from reversing rulings, sometimes from the highest court? How can a single judge in New Orleans stop Texas from detaining migrants? It wasn't a single judge. It was a federal court of appeals based in New Orleans with three judges. Supreme Court kicked it back to them. They put a stay on the Texas law, so it stops cold. That'll be appealed. The judges in New Orleans, the three-judge appeals court, will rule. And if they rule against Texas, Texas then will file, and it'll go back to the Supreme Court. It's a little complicated, but you have to go through the stair step to get to the Supremes. Les Hartsfield, Camas, Washington. Why aren't the NGOs who are aiding and abetting illegals and defying immigration laws being sued? Because the federal government is funding many of those NGOs. They're doing humanitarian work. What are we going to sue them on? Federal government's sending them money to house and feed migrants. So that's what the situation is. George Pivarnik, Las Vegas, when do schools stop teaching history? My neighbor's kid is in the ninth grade, does not know who Benjamin Franklin is. The collapse of the public school system began about 20 years ago, 2004. It's due to a variety of subjects. Woke, of course. You say something about history that some kid runs home and you're in trouble. Laziness, you know. There's a whole bunch of reasons. But the kid's in ninth grade and doesn't know who Benjamin Franklin is. I guess he's never looked at a $50 bill. In a moment, something you might not know. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Update brings you something you might not know. Major League Baseball begins this week. Each year, 70 million Americans visit ballparks. It is the national pastime. In total, fans eat 22 million hot dogs at the parks, drink 20 million pints of beer, sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" 3,000 times. But sadly, a trip to the park has gotten very expensive. In 1960, the average cost of a baseball ticket was a dollar. That's $9 adjusted for inflation today. But that has drastically changed. Here are the most expensive ballparks in America for the 2024 season. New York's Yankee Stadium tops the list. Average ticket price, $100. A beer in the Bronx will set you back $14. Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, $300 will put you at field level. But hungry fans prefer to watch from the all-you-can-eat pavilion for unlimited Dodger dogs. That's an extra $50 per person. Then Boston's Fenway Park, which holds a record for the longest sellout streak of all time, 2003-13. Average price in Boston, $90. The most popular food item, a lobster BLT, which costs, wait for it, $34. The most expensive ballpark in America, Citi Field in Queens, New York. Prices start at $50, but go as high as $3,000 a ticket to see the Mets. Between tickets, parking, food, and souvenirs, a three-hour trip to watch the New York Mets cost an average family $700. That figure was $40 back in 1990. And here's something else you might not know. High prices and inflation will keep millions of baseball fans home. Last year, attendance at the ballparks down 12%. For most working families, makes more sense to take $700 and buy a new television. Then you can watch the games at home. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.